How many here enjoy eating from God's Word? All right. Tonight's message is what a peace we have in Jesus. You know, we're in the Christmas month. Christmas Day, December 25th, is only about a week and a half away. And the little boy in me, loves the Christmas season. I love hanging out with family members. I enjoy fellowshipping over food with the ones I love. I enjoy the exchange of gifts and the lights and the sights and good, wholesome Christmas movies. You know, like the song that Andy Williams sang, it's the most wonderful time of the year. To me, it is the most wonderful time of the year. But for me and others, and I'm preaching to myself tonight, it is also sometimes the most stressful time of the year. How many would agree?
Amen.
All right, maybe as you were headed into this December a couple of weeks ago, maybe in a December past, maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe it was a parent, a grandparent, a sibling was taken young, and it caused you so much grief. And maybe as you entered this December, your mind started working and thinking over and over about that loss, you know, Decembers ago, and thinking, man, well, I experienced the same grief this December that I did back then. Or maybe some of you here tonight are thinking, as Christmas approaches, Christmas Day approaches, will somebody remember me? Will I be invited to that family member's house to spend Christmas Day, or to that friend's house? Will somebody remember me? And you've been thinking about it and thinking about it, and you've worried about it, going to sleep, thinking about if you will be remembered on Christmas Day. Remember, God remembers you. God is always thinking about you. Maybe some of you are thinking, man, will that money come in that needs to come in for me to buy that Christmas gift for that person that I love? And you've been thinking about it and thinking about it. You know what that is? Thinking and thinking? That's worry. And if it's keeping you up at night, that's anxiety, and you're starting maybe to stress out about it. Maybe it's not December that is getting you worried and anxious, but maybe you're just normally, over the year, a person who worries. You're a worrier. Maybe some would call you, or maybe you would call yourself a worrywart. You know, you read something negative and your mind thinks about it and thinks about it and thinks about the implications. That's worry, friends. You know, maybe in your life earlier this year, maybe you were diagnosed with an illness, diabetes, maybe cancer, and maybe your mind has been working, thinking about the future, something you really can't control. Thinking, man, will I live out my days? Will I die prematurely? And you think about it, and maybe you go to bed thinking about it. Maybe you wake up at 2 in the morning thinking about this thing you've been diagnosed with. You know, maybe you received a financial hit this year. I don't know what it is. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe your hours were lowered at your job this year, and you're thinking about it and thinking about it. Man, will I go into 2026 being able to find a new job? Will I enter 2026 being able to up my hours? And you've been thinking about it so much, and that constant thinking, friends, is worry. And if it's waking you up at night, that's anxiety and stress. And it shouldn't be, because we have Jesus in our lives. Or maybe somebody left you this year. Maybe she just left you, she left the state, she changed her number, or maybe that man divorced you and left you for another woman, and your mind has been thinking about it. Will I be able to find somebody else in my life? And you've thought about it continuously. That's worry. Will somebody care for me? Will I find somebody that finds me valuable? And you've been thinking about it, going to bed thinking about it. You've been stressed out about it. And I'm here to tell you tonight, friends, that Jesus Christ is, we're going to read about it, the Prince of Peace. And the Prince of Peace wants to bring peace in place of your worries and anxieties. And, you know, we're in a month, we're in December, in a month that we should be resting instead of stressing. You know, we should be sitting back, maybe cutting some of the things out of the to-do list, and just resting, relaxing, and focusing on the true reason for the Christmas season, which is a celebration of the birth of Jesus in a stable in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. We're celebrating the coming of Jesus this month as a baby, born as a baby in a stable over 2,000 years ago. And that should be our focus. Instead of stress this month, we should rest in God. Is that making sense here tonight? So, for the next few moments, I want to read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And Matthew, in his gospel, in Matthew chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, sees Jesus as the fulfillment of Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2, that Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light of the world that came to dispel the spiritual darkness in people's lives. Verse 3 of Isaiah 9. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. Here's the key verse tonight, the last part of it. And most commentators, most people believe, if not all, that verse 6 definitively is a prophecy of the birth of Jesus, God the Son. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. You know, Jesus came and died and shed his blood on that cross over 2,000 years ago for our sins, so that by faith in him, we who once were alienated from God by our sins would have peace with God again, would have fellowship and friendship with God the Father again. Romans 5:1. So Jesus came by his work on that cross to bring peace between God and us, humanity. That's good news, right? But Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, also came to bring inner peace to troubled souls. He came to bring inner peace in place of worry, anxiety, and stress. No question about it. You know, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, took up residence inside of you by the Holy Spirit. And so my question to you tonight is this: why is it maybe that you might be lacking inner peace tonight? Why is it that maybe your inner being, your mind is being racked by worry and anxiety, thinking about that same thing over and over and over again, something that might happen in the future or might not happen, something you have no control over? Why are you thinking about that thing over and over and worried and anxious? Is it possible, and by this question, I'm not meaning to be condemnatory, but is it possible that maybe you have slipped in your walk with Jesus Christ? When you accepted him, he moved in, he was on the throne of your heart, the Prince of Peace was ruling and reigning on the throne of your heart, but maybe you got upset with God, maybe you got upset with someone, maybe unwittingly, you know, maybe you haven't been praying, maybe unwittingly you moved him off the throne of your heart. And you know, if Jesus is not upon the throne of your heart ruling, if the Prince of Peace is not upon the throne of your heart ruling and reigning, guess what will be there instead? Worry, anxiety, and stress. Maybe you followed him at one time. He was reigning upon the throne of your heart, but maybe you moved him off. But tonight at the end of this message, you'll have the opportunity to re-give, recommit your life to Jesus Christ. You know, if Jesus is not there on the inside, there is no peace. In my business, we work on people's homes, and early in the year, we did a job on this individual's house. He's an older person, almost 88 years old, and we did a job on his house, and he's not a professing believer in Jesus Christ. He's of another faith, but he's a nice person, but he has not put faith in Jesus Christ according to what he's told me. And after we did his job in January, he would communicate with me sporadically throughout the year about little issues he saw here on the house and a little issue he saw there with the installation, and there was nothing wrong with it because this is what we do as a business every single day. And I thought about it over the last couple of weeks. I've been in contact with this guy, and I'm like, man, why is this man's mind always working and worried about every little thing that's happening on his house? And I just sensed on the inside, because the Prince of Peace is not ruling and reigning in his life. Friends, when the Prince of Peace is not ruling and reigning in a person's life, there will be worry, anxiety, and fear there on the inside instead. So tonight's word is this: there's only room for one individual in your heart, either you or Jesus. You know, if you are ruling your life right now, worry will be right along there with you, tormenting your mind. So what you need to do tonight, at the end of this message, is you need to move worry out of the way, move yourself out of the way, off the throne of your heart, and move Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, right back where he belongs, in your life, ruling and reigning. And when Jesus comes back into your life, ruling and reigning, he will dispel the worry and the thoughts and the anxiety and the stress that is racking your mind, friends. He wants to bring inner peace to your life. That's what he came to bring. Is it possible maybe tonight that you're worried so much because maybe you're faltering in your trust in Christ? You know, Jesus Christ, you can have him as Savior and Lord, but at the same time, remember, we are imperfect human beings living in a fallen world. And so even though you might be following Jesus right now and he's in your life, maybe your trust in Jesus is wavering, it's faltering, it's not as strong as it should be. You know, I was reading on Facebook this week a post, and it said this. It was a good one. Think about this. Anxiety comes from trying to do it all on your own. Peace comes from putting it all in God's hands. Anxiety comes from trying to do it all on your own, but peace comes from putting it all in the hands of God. You might be wondering tonight, okay, I lost my hours at work, and you may be trying to strategize in your own mind, how can I charm my boss so that he would up my hours next year? And you're thinking about it and thinking about it, and you get worried about it. You're getting anxious. Or maybe you lost that person and you're thinking about, man, how could I romance that lady so I could win a spouse? And you think about it. You go to bed thinking about it. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, anxiety comes from trying to do it all on your own. But peace comes from putting it all in the hands of God. Is that good news here tonight? We're going to read about Jesus and the disciples here in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 39, and you've heard this account before, but it's worth repeating tonight. Jesus and his disciples boarded a boat, right? They were in Capernaum. And it says in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, peace, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Listen, they were on this boat sailing across the Sea of Galilee. And at once a storm arises, and that boat is being rocked back and forth. The waves are hitting it. Water is getting into the boat. And in the back of the boat, who is sleeping in peace? Who's sleeping in peace? In the back of the boat. Jesus was sleeping in peace because he knew God the Father was the captain of that boat. He would not let them tip. He would not let them drown. He had full confidence and trust in God the Father. And because he had so much trust and confidence in God the Father, he could have inner peace in the midst of a storm. Is that making sense here tonight? The disciples, on the other hand, who followed Jesus, as I said a few moments ago, you could be following Jesus. He could be your Savior and Lord, but you could still be faltering in your trust. These disciples followed Jesus. Jesus was their rabbi, right? They followed Jesus, but they were faltering and weak in their trust during this storm. They worried so fiercely about the storm and about dying that the fear of death took a hold of them. "Jesus, don't you care if we drown?" I encourage you tonight to do what Jesus did. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of that, maybe that bad health diagnosis that you're going through, maybe in the middle of that financial hit that you're experiencing right now, in the middle of that person who has left you, in the middle of the storm that you're going through right now, do what Jesus did in the back of the boat. Have confidence and trust in God. Realize, like Jesus realized, that God, that Jesus is the captain of your boat, of your life. He lives on the inside. He's not going to let you tip. He's not going to let you drown. He is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is not a man that he should lie. God will come through for you. Abraham waited 25 years for the promised son, Isaac. God is not always early. He's not late. He is on time. Is that good news here tonight? Do what Jesus said. Have full confidence and trust in God. Realize that Jesus, who lives on the inside of you, the Prince of Peace, is the captain of your life. That's where inner peace begins. Realizing that Jesus is in control of your life. Amen? Amen? Putting your faith and your trust in him, knowing that he has got your back. He is faithful, and he will not ever let you down.
Amen.
Amen. I was reading in this devotional. I read it just about every day. I read it every single day. It's called "I Hear His Whisper: 365 Daily Devotionals. Encounter God's Heart for You." And the one I read on December 9th, I think, is very applicable to tonight's message. And it says this: "Lift your attention to my love. Fasten yourself to eternity and remain there. Don't lower your gaze to your situations. Every time the enemy throws a situation in your face that stirs your anxiety, resist him. Choose to lift your attention to my love, my faithfulness, and my goodness. I know you're trying to stay at peace. I hear your cry for my help. I've already given it to you. Beloved, I'm not only with you, I'm alive inside of you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, heavy, and stressed, it's not because you don't have the ability to shake it off. It's because you haven't fully released the problem to me. You're not totally trusting me yet. You know me, you know my love, you know I'm all powerful, But you're believing the lie that I won't come through. You're believing that weight is too much for you, more that than you believe that I will carry the burden for you. I know it's been a long time of waiting, but you don't see the whole picture. The days will pass away, so instead of spending them in worry, spend them getting to know me better. Spend them enjoying every ounce of good that the day gives you. Is that good news here tonight? You got to put your trust in Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who rules and reigns on the inside of you. Inner peace comes from trusting Jesus, trusting God intuitively. What does the Word of God say? Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your cares, your burdens, your worries, your anxieties upon Him, upon God, upon Jesus, because He cares for you. You do not have to carry the weight of those worries and anxieties because God has got your back. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So a few practical things tonight about growing your trust in the Jesus, God the Son, who lives, the Prince of Peace, who lives on the inside of you. How do you strengthen your trust in God, in Jesus, who resides within you? Let's see what Paul tells the Philippians. It applies to us here tonight. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And this is what he writes. He writes to them and he writes to us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, say, you know, God, I'm dealing with a situation tonight. A health situation. God, I'm dealing with a financial hit. God, I'm dealing with this person who left me. God, I'm dealing with grief tonight. In every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You want to grow your trust in God? You want your trust in Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who lives on the inside of you to grow? Then you've got to be praying to God, not once in a blue moon. You need to be praying and talking with God on a consistent basis. Present your requests to God. Say, God, I can't do this on my own. On my own, I am too weak. Lord, help my unbelief. Strengthen, God, my faith in you, in your Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, He will strengthen your trust. And the peace, here's the promise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You want your trust in God to grow? Start praying to God. Start communicating with God on a consistent basis. God, I trust you. That I've heard this bad piece of information, this unexpected piece of news that has come into my life, and maybe your mind wants to start worrying, and I'm here to tell you tonight, as you pray to God and you're trusting God, that He will put like a shield around your heart so that when worry and anxiety tries to come against your heart, it will hit that shield and bounce right off. He will guard your mind with that shield so that when anxiety and worry try to hit your mind based on that storm that has hit your life, it will hit and bounce off and you will have the inner peace of God residing in you. And the peace of God, as you pray to God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, how do you build your trust in another human being? How do you build a relationship with somebody else? By being around them, by communicating with them, by talking with them, is how you build that trust in that relationship. In the same way, how do you build your trust in God? How do you build and strengthen your trust, your faith in Jesus, in the Prince of Peace who lives on the inside of you? By communicating with God, by communicating, like I said, not once in a blue moon, but by communicating on a consistent basis. You've got to be in prayer, friends. You've got to be talking with God. You've got to be getting to know God better on a daily basis. Jesus, while it was yet dark, did what? He arose early in the morning and he did what? He prayed to God the Father. communicating early in the morning hours with God the Father, and his trust and confidence in God was so strong that in the midst of this storm, which was rocking that boat, he could sleep in peace in the back of the boat because he knew that God the Father was fully in charge. Present your requests to God. Present your requests to God. And one of the requests being, God, I just pray that you strengthen my faith and my trust in you and in Jesus. And secondly, you've got to be getting into the Word of God. You've got to be getting into the Word of God. Psalm 119, good verse here. Psalm 119. You've got to be getting into the Word of God, not just at Thanksgiving and Christmas. You need to be getting into God's Word on a consistent basis. Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. The entrance of your words give light. The Word of God brings light. It brings peace in the midst of tough situations in your life. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that if you want your trust and your faith in God to grow, you've got to read the most famous, the best book in the world, the Bible. Because you know, the media that you're reading, the news that you're reading, influences the way that you think. If you're reading the bad news every day and thinking about that bad diagnosis in your life every day, you're going to be racked with worry, anxiety, and stress. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you want to grow your trust in God, you want to grow your trust in the Prince of Peace who lives on the inside of you, you've got to be getting into the Word of God and let this most famous book in the world influence the way that you think. Start reading about the life and the ministry of Jesus in the Gospels and let it grow your faith. Let it grow your trust in Jesus. Start thinking to yourself, you know, the Word of God says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Start being inspired by the miracles that Jesus did when he walked this earth over 2,000 years ago. The Jesus that did it way back when, because he never changes, can do it for you today. Get into the Word of God and let it strengthen your faith and your trust in Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who lives on the inside. And as your faith and your trust in God is strengthened on a daily basis, you'll be experiencing the inner peace of God, which surpasses any human understanding. One last little thing here I'd like to read from the speaker's quote book. During World War II in London, there was a blitz bombing at night. The people stayed each night in underground protection, but one Christian lady just stayed at home and slept through all the bombing. When asked about it, she said, "Well, my God neither slumbers nor sleeps, and there's no need for both of us to stay awake." That's strong trust. Do you have that kind of trust in God? That though your life may have been hit with an unexpected situation, a storm, could you have peace in the midst of it? You can. It all starts with putting Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, upon the throne of your heart, and then building your trust in him. Amen. By praying, by getting into the Word. And as you trust him more and more, his peace will flood your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, you know what, I've never accepted Jesus, but tonight, for the first time, I want to do so. If you've never accepted Jesus, raise your hand if you want to do so for the first time tonight. Anybody in the room? Anybody in the room? Okay. We've all accepted. Maybe, as I was saying earlier in the message, maybe you slipped in your walk with Christ. Maybe you moved him off the throne of your heart, and tonight you can recommit your life to Jesus. You can move him to right back where he belongs, on the throne of your heart. And if you want to recommit your life to Christ tonight, raise your hands. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. I see those hands. Stand up. Stand up, guys. Don't be afraid. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Remember, inner peace. The dispelling of worry and anxiety begins with putting the Prince of Peace back on the throne of your heart. Anybody else want to follow these men tonight? Don't waste another moment. If God is whispering to you by the Holy Spirit, telling you, you need to recommit your life to my son, Jesus Christ. You need to put him back upon the throne of your heart. Raise your hand tonight. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Because you know what? I see those hands out there. The next 30 minutes are not guaranteed you. Those that raise their hands, stand up, please. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. So some other people here in this, stand up. Come on. Come on tonight, guys. Amen. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now over you. All right. All right. The Prince of Peace wants to dispel worry, anxiety, and stress from your life. He wants to give you sweet peace. But it all begins with Jesus Christ. Is he ruling and reigning? Those standing up, come to the front tonight. Come to the front tonight. All right. Anybody else want to follow their lead? All right. Those standing up here tonight, pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sins. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. And tonight I say I'm sorry. I changed my mind from going my way to going your way only. Again, be my Savior and my Lord. Prince of Peace, take up residence in my life again. I thank you that you are the captain of my life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you that when I leave this earth, I will see you face to face. Give me the strength to follow you the rest of my days on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Give them a hand tonight. For those who stood up tonight to recommit your lives to Christ, you've got to get into the Word to stay close to Christ. Until the end of your life on this earth, you've got to be in the Word. You've got to be praying to God. You've got to find good Christian friends, all right? Continue going to church services. May God richly bless you. Have a merry and blessed Christmas. A happy new year. God loves you. He wants to give you sweet sleep tonight. Trust in Him. He's the captain of your life. Jesus Christ is. Amen? May God richly bless you, and you're dismissed tonight. Which one's first?
The one. Lady.
All right.